Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Absolutely no doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August 9th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances put in place by the founding fathers, one of the brilliant solutions. We reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast, and boy, do we got a row to hoe and a lot of news to cover. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast, brought to you in part by Patriot Printing. How would you like to get a great deal on printing for your, political needs, if you will? Kurt Crosby takes care of the Patriot Printing, passes it along at costs for those who are GiveMeLibertyFund.com members. So go to the GiveMeLibertyFund.com, sign up, become part of the greatest win-win-win solution for patriots today, GiveMeLibertyFund.com, and then get a hold of Kurt and say, hey man, I'd love the Patriot Printing deal, please. He'll take great care of you. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, 801-669-2211. We talked about Bill de Blasio wants to tax the rich to pay for subway repairs, writes the New York Post. President Trump, quote, should not impose a tax on the rich or increase on the wealthy, Steve Forbes tells CNBC. I don't understand why we're even talking about increased taxes. Look, the conservatives, at least so-called, control everything. Why don't they just laugh and say that's a non-starter DOA, debt on arrival? We're lowering taxes. The only question left is how much? Because we allow those who have no power to have plenty of power because we support this insider trader status and we support the mainstream press. By the way, there's a new term for the mainstream press. We'll bring that to you brilliantly delivered, by the way, as the broadcast unfolds. Stay tuned for that. North Carolina loves creating new crimes. And 2016 proves it, writes Anders Hagstrom. Anyway, interesting. They're creating crimes left and right at governments. It's out of control from states to feds to counties. It's just overwhelming. Donald has backed off on some regulations, but he can't keep up with all levels of government just regulating us to death. Where's the Ten Commandments and why do we have the Ten Gazillion Commandments, huh? Donald Trump, quote, makes it official, says the lying, deceptive fake news headline. Tells the United Nations, we're getting out of the Paris Accord. Tim Pierce writes the article. But the United States, they say, will withdraw as soon as it's, quote, eligible to do so. The earliest we can fully withdraw or the withdrawal can be finalized is November 2020. By the way, that's after the Donald is probably going to be gone after his first term. Do you think he can hold on and be a two-term president? Either way, I doubt Donald's going to get out of the Paris Accord. I pray that he does. But you know, look, can the former president bind our current president to a situation where he cannot get out because of some regulation that supersedes the supreme law of the land in America? See, this is disaster. Donald needs to stand up on the supreme law and say, no, the former president had no authority to agree against Congress to a term that I can't even deal with in my term. We're not going along with terms like that. But I don't think that Donald's going to go along and stand on the Constitution. He's going to capitulate to international law. He said he was a nationalist. He said America first. But if America's first, why do you capitulate to some former president's edict where Congress disagreed and there is no authority to sign? Now you say, well, Sam, can't the president do that? Yeah. But the president can't supersede the supreme law of the land, which puts the president of the United States in charge of the United States decision-making on foreign agreements. In other words, if Barack has authority to commit us to it, Donald has authority to get us out. Or neither of them have authority, right? Where does this international term supersede United States law? See where the problem lies, folks? Where is Donald Trump? Asks Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Points finger at Obama holdovers. Jerome Corsi writes the piece at Infowars.com. Good job, Jerome. You're right as rain. But Donald failed to drain the swamp, Jerome. That's the bottom line, Jerry. I don't know how to resolve that, but there you go. Hour two, Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday. I guess rebranded Hillary Clinton sets her sights on being a religious leader. She wants to set her sights on the pulpit. Oh, yeah, just imagine Hillary, a religious leader. Wow. Well, Jason Chaffetz, I guess, decided to get bold on Fox. He says, no more press conferences on leakers until you have some people behind bars. You got all kinds of free flow of information. Well, Jason's right, but why did it take him so long to speak up when he was a congressman and had actually the ability to make a difference? Now he's left me without representation while he makes a big check at Fox. What a disgrace. A University of Georgia professor has now created, well, adopted what they call a stress reduction policy that will allow students to set their own grades if they're unduly stressed. That'd be pretty nice, just set your own grades. Basically, the bottom line now is GPAs are worthless if they're going to use those GPAs as guidance to get into school and et cetera, to get into graduate school or whatever. How does that all work if students, overstressed people, set their own grades? How does that all work? 11 California counties have more registrants, or more registered voters, if you will, to vote than eligible voters in the county, writes Joe Wilson. Smacks of vote fraud, if you ask me. But no one's talking about it in the mainstream press. GOP now sued for failure to overturn Obamacare. And free health care in Canada is a myth, writes LibertyNewsDaily.com. Pentagon's planning more war games as we go hawkish and back the military-industrial complex agenda all over the globe, tragic but true, under the Donald. Sleeping less than 6 hours a night is just as bad as binge drinking, claims a new study. It not only does that, but it severely damages your brain as well. Wow. We talked about Alexa to the rescue, not quite yet, but soon, writes USA Today. The Amazon Echo speaker is not set up to make emergency phone calls. Why? Because there's regulatory rules that it can't make those phone calls unless it can receive phone calls. Yeah, stuck on stupid because of over-regulation. Where's the Donald when you need him? Donald could bring this up and make a difference and get rid of the regulations, couldn't he? Maxine Waters will not rule out a black-only party. Now, I don't know how to even handle that. If the racists said they were going to create a white-only party, everybody would go completely ballistic. But Maxine can literally say, I'm not ruling out a black-only party. Everybody's just, you know, chill, peachy on that, huh? What a racist thug. And what a racist media for not bringing it up. She's wrong. I don't care if she creates a black party, but let those create a white party then, too. Or better yet, what if we just reject the race card? And why don't we just talk about character of people and stand together in solidarity for the principles that made America great, namely the supreme law of the land? How would that be for a novel concept? Why don't we all band together as Christians and stand for the freest country on the face of the earth and do so by the checks and balances and the rule of law and self-governed individuals that obey the Ten Commandments? That would be my humble proposal. All right, that's a recap. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right. I guess Los Angeles or L.A., California, those guys are flush with cash, aren't they, Kurt?
Well, you know, usually that's the case. Anyway,
for government?
Big governments are that way. But, it looks like right now they're paying, according to LibertyNewsDaily.com, they're paying $1.3 billion to illegals. They did over the last 2 years. Illegal aliens flock to these, what they call sanctuary cities, to be protected by the local authorities from arrest and deportation by the federal agencies. However, the report says there's another major reason they head to sanctuary cities like L.A. or Los Angeles. They get lots of free stuff at American taxpayer expense. According to the data obtained from the Los Angeles Department of Public Social Services, the county paid out $1.3 billion in welfare benefits to illegal immigrant families 2015 through 2016. Wow.
I got a question. Is that illegal? Liberty Roundtable Live. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so Los Angeles pays $1.3 billion to illegals over a two-year period of time, Kurt. Is that illegal?
Well, in my opinion, it would be, yeah. Now, you know, the problem here, Sam, at least I would bet, is that those taxpaying Americans are not that happy about it there, and much of this $1.3 billion, it's coming, they say, and it includes food stamps, which is a federal type of deal, other welfare payments.
So that means that Donald mm-hmm. is paying this to illegals, right, Kurt?
That means you and I are as well.
Look, you could say that some rogue government weaponized agency is doing it, but the truth is Donald could stop it tomorrow, couldn't he, Kurt?
If he could get the swamp monsters cleaned out, you know what I mean?
Well, you'd have to try.
They say 64,000 families, illegal families received such benefits in 2016. They say, however, due to a crackdown, there's a little slim bit of hope here. Due to a crackdown on illegal immigration by the Trump administration, the numbers seem to be falling so far this year.
Yeah. So instead of paying like $1.3 billion over the last 2 years, like the next 2 years might be just a billion
or something.
not the 1.3 billion. See what I'm talking about? It'll be like big time different. See, we're just talking about pebbles in the pond, folks, as far as I can tell. Now we go from the most southwest city in the country, or at least close to. I get that LA is not quite San Diego. I understand, but I'm just saying. To the almost or the most southeast country in the or city in the country, right, Kurt? One's bad,
well, that's
one's
right.
good, they claim, right?
Well, you know, at least there's a little. This is from the Miami Herald, and Douglas Hanks writes this one. Miami-Dade, that's a county down there, complied with Trump.
Yeah, can you say hanging
change?
Chad, Kurt? Can you say vote fraud going on?
They complied with Trump to change its sanctuary status. It worked, is what the headline reads. For the first time since it began extending the detentions of local inmates sought for deportation, Miami-Dade County received word from Washington that it won't be treated as a community giving sanctuary to immigration violators. They got a letter to the mayor down there, Carlos Jimenez, from the Justice Department. That said, there was no evidence Miami-Dade was out of compliance with an immigration provision of a federal police grant worth about $480,000 to the county. Shortly, and this kind of shows you how this thing is done, Sam, if you as a state or city don't want to do what the big government tells you, the federal government, then they will tell you, well, you know, see these monies that we're going to send you, they won't be coming your way. But in this case, at least, Miami-Dade is apparently, you know, keeping this whole immigration thing a little bit better run, I guess you could say. They say shortly after President Trump took office, promising an immigration crackdown, Jimenez reversed a 2013 county policy and ordered Miami-Dade jails to begin honoring requests by immigration officers to extend the detentions of people in local custody who are also being sought for possible deportation. They say it's the only large jurisdiction known to have made that kind of change, which
now
the
question,
county
Kurt.
Commission, yeah.
Do you buy all this? Do you believe all this? Do you think that's all true?
I don't know,
Sam, but I know
this.
Miami's really like cooperating with the Trump administration. Here's what it sounds like to me. They may be cooperating with it, but what Donald's doing, in my opinion, is unconstitutional. Donald's saying if you be a sanctuary city, we'll withhold funds from you. If you change and comply, then I'll send you a bunch of cash. I'll just keep the money a-flowing, right? That's kind of the carrot and the stick in this game. They may have changed. We may have less immigration. But what we've got is now it's non-debatable that the federal money is going to flow to Miami. And if you try to stop it, you're going to be like, well, wait, they complied on the, you know, sanctuary city scenario. And what we're doing is it's almost like we think it's okay to steal from Americans and fund federal government funding cities as if that's a normalcy or okay or constitutional or moral. It isn't any of the above, but we act like because they're doing something good that it's okay now. It's kind of like the idea that we're going to do, you know, abstinence only education, sex education stuff. I guess if you're going to spend money from the feds to the cities, it's better to, you know, spend money in Miami where they're at least trying to do something to stop illegality. I get it. Same is true. If you're going to have sex education, government style, it's better that there's some abstinence involved, I guess. But what you almost do is force the continuation of what you don't want in the first place. In other words, the ends justifies the means. Well, as long as we have abstinence sex education, let's keep the sex education money flowing. As long as you have cities that aren't, quote, sanctuary by, quote, definition, then, well, let's just keep the money rolling from the feds to the cities. We're never going to drain the swamp this way. We're never going to restore the checks and balances that made America great this way, Kurt. Never. Now, I submit to you that L.A., Miami, and Chicago are kind of a triad of big cities. They're all trying three different approaches to see what sticks against the Trump administration. Los Angeles is paying $1.3 billion to illegals. even the federal government participating in that, you know, spend, if you will. Miami-Dade supposedly complied with Trump to change its sanctuary status, and it worked, but those are the guys that were known for the hanging Chad vote fraud scenario. The third city is Chicago that's now announcing that they're suing the Trump administration over expected loss of federal funds over the issue of immigration and their city's policy. They're literally not honoring federal detention requests in Chicago, and they're suing the Donald. So I submit to you, these three cities are just trying to see which way the wind blows, to see which way they all ought to act, Kurt. You got one just literally spending the money with the feds, another one saying we're going to stop it, and a third one saying we're going to sue you. They're just waiting to see who gets where before they decide what the rest of the cities in the country will do when it comes to this sanctuary problem. Donald hasn't withdrawn funds in any significant way. He hasn't cracked down on sanctuary cities. He lets Joe Arpaio, he leaves him out to dry. Joe's saying, where's Donald? While the other mayors and city leaders and whatever are just sitting pretty while they ignore federal law. Am I right on this one, Kurt? It's strange how this triad setup is setting itself up to determine which way the wind blows, huh?
Well, yeah, these places with bigger budgets, you know, the closer they get to, these massive amounts of money, then they get these would-be kings, if you will. They want to run their own show, you know, and they don't really like it if somebody else tells them what to do.
So let me just point it out. If Miami-Dade is really, really changing to not be a sanctuary city, and they're really cooperating with Donald's policy to reduce illegality, increase deportations, and stand for the rule of law, then good on them for it, Kurt. I don't mean the negative or be negative about this piece or if this is true. I don't trust Dade County, Miami, because they were the folks with the hanging Chad scenarios. This corruption down there big time. However, if it's really true, I give them credit. I just doubt that it's all real true in the long term, Kurt. What you'll find out is later, Miami-Dade lied, or they manipulated this, or they, by the hair of their chinny chin chin, played with the definitions, or they, I don't really believe like there's real vetting and real issues going on there. Because if there's a lot of vote fraud going on, hey, it'll probably be in Miami-Dade, Kurt. And so, you know, you back this into the vote fraud scenario, you back this into, I just don't think like Miami-Dade is complying with the Donald. I could be wrong, but time will keep an eye on that ball. I just don't have confidence. Meanwhile, Chicago is suing the administration, right, Kurt?
Yep. That's the way the story says. It says Chicago announced it was suing the Trump administration over an expected loss of federal funds over the city's policies on immigration enforcement.
See, it's not a loss, which they say, just an expected loss. So what that means is while Donald writes them checks, instead of diverting the checks to the Sanctuary City program, they're going to donate it into the Attack Donald Fund until Donald actually cuts off the dollars. So he's actually funding the opposition right now, Kate. Am I clueless on this? Liberty Roundtable Live.
Looks to
I guess
be
Kurt's
the case.
About it,
right? Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. The Second Amendment Foundation, known as SAF, has issued a travel advisory for people considering traveling to California or moving there. The advisory tells people that California seems intent on disarming law-abiding citizens with draconian gun laws that clearly violate at least one part of the Second Amendment, the part that says you can keep and bear arms. SAF is particularly concerned with California's refusal to honor concealed weapons permits from other states. While it is underreported by some, the economy is continuing to rapidly improve. The stock market continues to soar, record numbers happening. In addition, consumer spending in this country is at the highest level in 9 years. On the jobs front, more than 200,000 new jobs were created just in July. The unemployment level is the lowest in 16 years. In the first 6 months of the new administration, 1 million jobs created, and they're coming from a wide range of industries, not just at fast food. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
The county sheriff is the first line of defense in preserving the constitutional rights of all citizens. To help your sheriff keep his oath of office, join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Who taught you skip stones?
My dad.
Family. Isn't it about time?
He must be good.
Yeah, my mom taught him.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So this is an example where the people may be deceived by the Donald. See, Chicago is suing the Trump administration because they have an expected loss of revenue because they're a sanctuary city and they want to promote illegal activity in their city of Chicago. Well, the debate shouldn't be whether you're a sanctuary city or not. The debate should be the feds are in charge of the border and in charge of protecting America from illegal activity. On the federal level with illegal immigration, etc. The states ought to be working with the federal government on this, but there's an opposition scenario here. But the debate is, well, if you don't comply, we're going to take away funds. Well, those funds ought not be spent from the Fed to the cities in the first place. There is no constitutional check and balance provision for the feds to be spending any money on states or cities, period, end of paragraph, with a few exceptions listed in the supreme law. Now, the point, though, is they don't have a loss of revenue yet. It's just an expected loss of revenue. So while they're still cashing the checks, they're suing the Trump administration. So all they got to do is divert the sanctuary city cash to the Sue Donald Trump Fund, and Donald is actually funding both sides of the court case with our tax dollars. Right, Kurt?
That's what it looks like, Sam.
Until it's a real loss of revenue, that's the case. So far, it's just an expected loss of revenue. Again, where Donald talks, but I don't really see action.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the feds are in the news. So is Google, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam. It looks like, surprisingly, Google is doing some tracking of in-store purchases. I mean, you know, these people are known for their privacy.
I understand that the government
concerns.
Created Google. You know that, right, Kurt?
I've heard you say that. I don't know exactly how it all worked, but, it doesn't surprise me.
All right, go ahead. I just want to make sure everybody knows they created the government. So now they're spying on us? Remember how Google got in all this trouble where they had these cars roaming around and they're like, well, we're not really getting personal information. Then it turned out they're like, oh, yes, we were. Sorry about that. Remember that, Kurt?
I think so.
All right.
Taking pictures of the streets.
They were literally logging into people's routers and breaching people's security and everything, right?
Mm-hmm. So. A top privacy organization, according to WorldNet Daily, this piece, is asking the Federal Trade Commission to investigate and perhaps limit the ability of Google to track what you buy, from whom, when, and for how much. That's according to a report in Joseph Farah's G2 Bulletin. In brick-and-mortar stores, the internet behemoth, which already has multiple ways to track consumers online, is the subject of a complaint by the Electronic Privacy Information Center, or EPIC, if you're wanting to know what that is short for. EPIC points out that Google now tracks in-store purchases by collecting billions of credit card and debit card transaction details and then links that personal data to the activities of internet users. You look at an item online, then later buy it in a store with a bank card, and Google is tracking you. EPIC is asking the FTC to stop Google's tracking of in-store purchases.
So let me get this right. We're asking an unconstitutional, weaponized rogue agency like the Federal Trade Commission to investigate a company that the government literally funded and created to stop spying on us. When, remember, George Bush was the spy king, right, Kurt? Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, this should get it done for sure. They say the organization cited a recent Washington Post report that explained how the web giant monitors billions of electronic payments transactions and determines when internet ads prompt people to buy things in stores. This is also how they've gobbled up a lot of the ad dollars, in my opinion, Sam. It says it already analyzes...
Well, if you take Google and Facebook, didn't they say it's like 80%? Or I don't have the number in front of me right now. It's a significant amount, right?
Yeah. It already, they say, analyzes users' web browsing, search history, and geographic locations using data from popular Google-owned apps like YouTube, Gmail, Google Maps, and Google Play Store. All that information is tied to the real identities of users when they log into Google's services.
And then the question becomes, does the NSA have a tap on all that too, Kurt?
Good point. They say the
company... answer is yes, ladies and gentlemen. It's proven that they literally have a tap into all those communications, right? So whatever Google gets, the government has that and their own line of abuse going on, all backed by George Bush, who lied and said it wasn't happening, then got caught with his hand in the cookie jar, and then he literally turned around. Instead of going to jail, he asked Congress for backing of that agenda. Congress, without authority, gave permission for that, supposedly. Right, Kurt? Isn't that how it all went down? And now these guys at this unconstitutional agency are going to ask Google to stop it? Is that how it's working? This is such fraudulent news, Kurt. It's beyond imagination.
I guess... Google had, what, $79 billion in revenue a year ago?
Yeah, they're a little richer than even Glenn Beck, aren't they?
I think so. They revealed its undisclosed partner companies had access to 70% of transactions for credit and debit cards in the United States.
Now, I bet you can't guess who those partners are, Kurt.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Well, there's three credit bureaus that the government has basically mandated. Are you familiar with all this, Kurt?
Yeah, I think so. At least, you know, you've got your three.
It's not the music mafia like BMI and ASCAP and CSAC. Those three thugs that regulate the music industry. No, it's not.
Wouldn't
those.
It include you know it is, all your? No, go ahead.
There's three of them.
You're
whenever you apply
about,
for credit, there's three people that give the scoop to everybody.
You don't think this includes all those people that, for example, they buy advertising through Google and everything else?
I think they're included in the scandal for sure, but not necessarily by intent. The three people are what? Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, Kurt.
Okay.
Those are the three undisclosed credit bureaus.
Partner companies.
Well, I'm guessing, and I'll tell you why. Because, again, if any credit card transaction happens, those credit cards are all issued, and before they issue those cards to anybody, they check one of those three or more government/quasi/private sector secret credit score people to determine if you should even get the card in the first place, Kurt. So they have all the data on you. They have a whole personal Kurt Crosby financial dossier about your, quote, credit worthiness. And no one knows the formulas that these three agencies use to determine that, quote, worthiness, Kurt. So it's all backed by the Fair Credit Reporting Act, which isn't fair at all, and it goes on down the line. So it's Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. Those are the three.
Very good.
Now, I'm not saying there's nobody else involved. I'm just telling you those will be the three likely suspects because of their positioning in the credit world, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, anything else on this Google tracking thing?
It talks about AdWords, which is how they sell their advertising. In other words, they tell you as a company, they say, man, if somebody enters in your, let's say it's carpet or carpet cleaning, and you're in the carpet cleaning business, they say, hey, we'll put you up there first if you pay the most, dollars, and then we'll include, if it's in your area, we'll include you. Even if somebody's looking for a competing company, we'll throw your ad up there in front. That's how they do it. And even, like in my opinion, many times these ads are almost less than effective. They almost make you go, hey, this stuff is in my way. I didn't ask for it. I don't want it. And as a result, you almost have a negative effort, I guess you could say, or a negative effect.
Yeah, it's almost like when you're a freedom fighter, when you see that ad, all you're going to do is go find the competition on purpose, huh?
Sort of.
Tragic, but there you go. All right, now one word I want to focus on in this headline. Headline says, Feds warn Google that are now tracking. What's the warning, Kurt? Is there like a, if you do this, then this? Or what's the warning? Is there like a penalty, or is there any like accountability, or is it just like, don't be doing that? What's the real deal? Anything?
I didn't see anything in here. It says,
like, what's the warning, Kurt?
This privacy organization was asking the Federal Trade Commission to investigate. That's all I see. I didn't see any report from the FTC.
You think it's a good idea for the unconstitutional rogue weaponized government agency to be investigating the Google, Kurt?
I'd kind of like to see the FTC to go away.
Oh, wow. All right. By the way, Mike Pence is in the news. He's disputing a New York Times report. Who's the one guilty of fake news? Mike Pence or the New York Times? We'll break it on down just for you in seconds. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Mike Pence, the New York Times are at odds. Kurt, part of the political theater going on, I guess.
Well, yeah, Sam, it's a LibertyNewsDaily.com piece. The headline reads, Mike Pence disputes New York Times report. It says he's infuriated over a story in the Times that he's considering running for president in 2020. Maybe hindsight. The story that cites the usual unnamed sources claims that there is a shadow campaign being run to recruit potential donors to support a Pence run. Pence says that the story is fake news and is disgraceful and offensive. Pence also said that this is just another attempt by the Times to divide the administration. Kellyanne Conway also disputed the article and pointed out that Pence is totally loyal to President Trump and is a very good vice president. There you go.
All right, I want to know what your take is on this, Kurt. I got an interesting twist for you, but go ahead, sir.
Well, my take is pretty much as the story goes. The New York Times is the same place, that, at least in my opinion. They even admitted that they were going to quit lying late last year in an article that they wrote. And I think they lied about that.
Here's what I find Pence interesting. Isn't this the place that Pence and the Donald will go to when they want to break more news? Okay.
I know that they seem to take interviews from those guys too many
Why
times,
would you go to those guys if Donald says they're evil, they're fake news, they're an enemy to the people, they're this, that, and he's going to sue them, their days are done, all these over-the-top statements, kind of like lock up Hillary. Do you think he means any of it, Kurt? Do you think that Pence is really at odds with the Times, or do you think this just creates political theater in an effort to boost the Trump administration's support, really, and the New York Times' relevance?
Well, you know, you can, at least in my opinion, see the problem there. They shouldn't be going there. They shouldn't be giving them any access, I don't think.
They could replace the New York Times access for Liberty News Radio access, Kurt, if they really wanted to, couldn't they?
Sure.
All right. Now, the other thing that I find fascinating about this scenario is this, Kurt. Now, Mike Pence is never going to intentionally admit even if this was true or not, because to do so would be disaster. Remember, the good old boy network requires that you kind of wait your turn and etc. right. And so even if this were true, that Mike Pence is gearing up for this, if the insiders believe that Donald's a one-trick pony or a one-term president and Mike Pence is planning to fill in, or if they're really going to impeach the Donald or whatever's going to happen, which I don't know because I'm not an insider, but if all these things were to go down, if the president were to not run for office the second term for whatever strange reason, and or if the president were to be not able to do so, or the president chose not to do so, or the president was impeached, do you think then Mike Pence would be in the runnings, Kurt?
Well, I think that he would be, certainly one that they would consider.
Yeah, by default, he'd be in the runnings whether he wanted to or not. So this whole question is like a clown question, bro. First off, to admit it if you're Pence is just idiotic because of the way the system works. I mean, why would you ever say that? You would undermine your president if you admitted to it to the nth degree. Secondarily, though, by default, if anything really happened to the Donald, by nature of our political system, Mike Pence would be sitting front and center whether he wants to or not. That's the system, Kurt. So the whole idea of this debate's a clown question, and that's why I say I believe this isn't really a real dispute between Pence and the Times. This is a concocted story for whatever purpose, to keep the debate alive, attack the administration. The administration attacks the Times, and it goes on forever, but there's no sea change in anything that happens, Kurt.
Good point, Sam.
There's no defunding of any money. There's no change of the guard or who's going to report on what. It's just the same old, it's just basically like The Apprentice live. You know, hey, the Times is going to fire at Pence. Now Pence is going to fire at the Times. But at the end of the day, nothing's changing, Kurt. Nothing at all.
One
so if Donald's
like
around, of course
out.
Pence is going
to
do nothing. If Donald's not around for whatever strange reason, Pence is front and center whether he likes it or not. Is what I'm saying correct, Kurt?
Every time I see a report on Pence, I always think, isn't it great to have a guy that, you know, at least treats his wife the way he does and, you know, does those things at least about his family and things. And you just wish we could, you know, clone that with every
one of our officials. I concur. And I don't, you know, I don't like Pence from a political point of view, but from a moral point of view, I quite like the guy. So it's kind of a, you know, dichotomy. It's hard to say how do you separate those realities. I just think he's constitutionally ignorant like a Mitt Romney. But I think he's a good guy. I don't think Mitt's an immoral person. I think Mitt and Pence are good people. I just think they're clueless when it comes to the supreme law of the land and the checks and balances that made America great. All right. Anyway, that's my take, though.
Good
I'm convinced
point.
This dispute's just nothing but political theater. It's not real. Airbnb. You know who they are, Kurt, don't you?
Yep. We used them.
Yep. Well, Airbnb, I guess, cancels bookings for anyone attending the, quote, Unite the Right rally, writes Philip Stuckey, Daily Caller. Now, you know what the Unite the Right rally is, Kurt?
No.
Do you dare type that in, or do you think they'll track you and turn that over to the feds?
I don't know, Sam. I mean,
are you willing to type in Unite the Right?
All right.
Unite the Right rally. Remember how they say that you got the alt-right, Kurt? You know what that is, right?
I've heard of it. The definitions.
Well, you're not supposed to know what it really
are...
means, Kurt. You're just supposed to accept what they tell you that it means.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So you're part of the alt-right because you're a supremacist and you're an elitist and you're a racist, Kurt. So you're part of the alt-right, and the alt-right is to promote white in a racist scenario. Got it?
Okay.
And that's you, my friend. Now, there's no point denying it because you're already there. I mean, that's you. You can't.
You don't even know it, but you're.
That's there. Correct. That's exactly right. You don't know it. You don't agree to it, but that's the way you are. I mean, you can't help yourself. You're in denial, but you're still a supremacist, whether you're in denial or not. That's beside the point, right? All right. Well, anyway, a bunch of these people on the quote alt-right are having a rally.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this Saturday. Unite the Right rally. And the reason I know so much about it is because James Edwards, our good buddy at the Political Cesspool, is going to have his co-host, Eddie Miller, attend the Unite the Right rally.
All right.
Now, do you want to know why he's attending it, Kurt?
It's a news event?
Yeah, that's the reason. But they will say it's because Eddie Miller is a white supremacist as well, and et cetera, on down the line. Nevertheless, they want to report on it. And Richard Spencer, the well-known activist, and others are all there. Well, anyway, Airbnb canceled their rooms, canceled the bookings for anyone attending. And the government down there, what is it, Charlottesville, North Carolina?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Those guys are basically denying permits to go. Of course, you got to have a permit to peacefully assemble these days. Not, but that's what they claim. But the alt-right or the, you know, Unite the Right folks are saying we're going to have the rally anyway. And they possibly might sue Airbnb now.
And I see another piece to the story. It says ACLU, this is according to the Daily Progress, ACLU Rutherford Institute demands city rescind decision to move Unite the Right.
Now, the Rutherford Institute is correct. Good friends of ours. What is it, John Rutherford? Is that guy's name, Kurt?
That's the way I remember.
Anyway, good guy, good people doing a great job. They're standing for the alt-right, of course, because you know why, don't you, Kurt?
Because it's
white supremacists.
That's why.
Yeah, that's why. See, that's the lie they'll tell. The truth is that the Rutherford Institute just wants to stand with this thing called the supreme law of the land, Kurt, and defend people and say, look, you can't pick favorites, even if these people have beliefs you disagree with. That doesn't give you the right to just shut them down. Now, personally, I kind of have a different page out of the playbook. I think if Airbnb wants to discriminate, they can. They can say no white people. Right? If they want to. Now, I would disagree with them doing that. I wouldn't entertain using the service if they did, but they could. They should have the freedom to do so. So the problem is this gets into a very sticky debate about who can and should and do what, right, Kurt?
Mm-hmm. Yep, good point.
When is this going to happen? They say that this is going to be an epic stage setting for trouble. Do you think it's true?
Well, just imagine if the shoe was on the other foot and Airbnb heard that a bunch of, what would they call them, you know, you remember back a little while when we had the, all children matter or all people matter or, you know, Black Lives Matter. There was this Black Lives Matter kind of thing. And we said, hey, all lives matter. And they'd get upset about that. Well, if the Black Lives Matter people wanted to have a rally somewhere, a bunch of Airbnb wouldn't say, nope. You can't use our service, you know? I'll just bet that wouldn't be the case.
I think you're right. And this is the double standard that the Rutherford Institute and others are pointing at.
Yeah, good point.
And I agree with the idea from the Rutherford Institute that, hey, you shouldn't be able to discriminate against people in the sense that if we're going to hold to that idea, then I agree that you shouldn't be able to pick winners and losers. However, I reject the whole idea. I think that the government has no authority to interfere with Airbnb at all. If Airbnb wants to discriminate, they should do that. In the court of public opinion, we should shame them out of business, though. But an alt-right rally planned in a Charlottesville park what do they call it? A VA park? Is it Charlottesville, Virginia?
Yes.
Oh, not right. Carolina. All right, so it's Charlottesville, Virginia Park. They say it's a follow-up to protest in May against the removal of a Confederate statue there. So that's kind of the debate terms, just so you know. Anyway, James Edwards, the political cesspool, is going to break that down live with Eddie Miller, the roving reporter on scene. So hang tight for that Saturday evening, syndicated by LibertyNewsRadio.com. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can make America great again, but we've got to be moral again. This nation shall endure.